evening, everybody. Y'all know I'm your girl tonight, your host, Michon L. We got a great show, of course, a special exclusive interview with Chili Willie. Hey, y'all, this Thursday tonight, y'all, American Got Talent 2020 contest, Chili Willie Groove updating percussionary, I'm sorry, and fans as to what's going on behind the music scene and enjoying my life as a Latin percussionist, songwriter, and oh my God, y'all, this is amazing history, y'all. I'll give y'all more as Chili come on live on the air. But I just wanted to take y'all into this amazing day it has been. You know, when you find yourself and you really know what you meant, you got purpose in your life, everything seems to just come out the way it needs to be. And so I'm excited tonight because I've just been masterminding with so many people all over the world and given opportunities out of just, you know, when you put in the work, you kind of start getting the benefits from it. So I'm just excited about the benefits of the day, every day, all day, and being able to expand my brand and be able to share with you all, my listeners. You all are my co-hosts. I'm excited, as always, to have you join me live. So many, good God. I mean, just so many lessons every day, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it. You listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, of course, where we talk about, y'all know, life, love, and relationship. I am, again, your host tonight, and I have, of course, our station manager, as always, joining us live all the way around the world, and we just want to say welcome to you, Watson. We got Gigi Chili Willie coming on, man. How amazing
all right,
is that?
Now.
So I want all
wait to
y'all
hear him.
Right, I'm tagging everybody right now. Call in, you guys. This is going to be hot. Call in. The number you know is 323-642-1569. Y'all want to be a part of this. I'm excited, as always, to be joining you all and to be in your ear, in your audio waves, wherever you are, your house, car. And if you listen to me by plane, cool, too. I'm just excited. Share me with the world, and hopefully we can together make a brighter evening for somebody. You know, we come at the end of the day for most people all around the world in different time zones. And, you know, we're still early where we are. We're Pacific time, so we still got a little, we just lost daylight. You know, it's night. So I'm excited being able to have this type of energy and be excited and to just really share. Gigi, what's going on with you, girl? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You know? There's been a lot of sad things going on, and the world is still mourning our NBA star, Kobe Bryant, and so many other people. Softness with Lady,
right,
and
yeah.
She lost three people in her family. We just, you know, we lift them up in prayers, and we got our board lighting up, so we're going to take our calls. Welcome. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions. You're live. This is your host, Michon L. and Gigi Watson. And who may I have on the call tonight? Caller 3732. You're on the air. Welcome.
I didn't realize I was listening. I thought you were in listen mode. My bad. But I was
going to
try calling, so this is cool.
Well, it's awesome. Thank you for joining us live. And Reese, tell us where you're listening to us from.
I am calling in from fabulous Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Woo-hoo, right next door.
Wow.
Sister, we come to the town. We'll be there. We have a Break the Silence tour 2020 on behalf of youth and women and men who have suffered in silence of abuse, domestic abuse, and we are coming to your town. Yes,
well,
so I got to get
I recommend actually looking up North Las Vegas, because that is a very seldom spoken of city, which is touching right next door. We actually have a portion of the Las Vegas Boulevard, the north Las Vegas Boulevard is over here. But the point of North Las Vegas is that we actually have the largest concentration of quote-unquote black people west mm-hmm. of Texas. So
yeah,
we have
yeah.
a very large concentration of black people here, so we definitely are looking to expand our presence and the awareness of our people and our plight here, because there's a lot of work to do here in Las Vegas. You've got a lot of the worldly issues that we grapple with is in full swing here, so, you know, there's
absolutely.
A lot going
Sin City.
On.
Yeah, Sin City. And we're so happy to have you yeah. live with us on the air tonight. And I know I gave
yeah.
it to you at the show just a moment ago, but I thank you so much for considering me and calling in, girl. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
we had an
amazing yeah, I'm trying to click yeah. on to the topic so I can engage.
Say it again.
I'm trying to click into the topic so I can engage properly.
Okay, well, the topic, well, we actually have an exclusive interview tonight. And but before our interview come on with Chili Willie, now, you should know who that is. And if you don't, you need to stay tuned in and talk and listen to the, you know, how things go. Now, we're dealing with some
yeah,
celebrities. Say it again.
I said, yeah, join us.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Chili Willie Groove. Come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all got to listen to this little music. I mean, it'll take you into a peaceful state. So, and you would enjoy it because it's uplifting music. It comes from his expression of how he enjoyed his life, as he said. So we're excited to be able to bring him on our show, Mind Blowing Decisions. And we're excited for the opportunities to be able to allow people to come on our show and express themselves, give comments or concerns, people you want to reach out to, people that you want to send a shout out to. Hey, let's talk about it. Let's talk about issues no one else want to talk about. So as we're waiting on our exclusive interview with Penny, really grooving updates to customers and fans as to what's going on, to tell the fans what's going on behind the music scene and enjoying his life, a Latin percussionist, songwriter, and so much more, you guys. He has been challenging us through song to be better people for a long time, and I hope that you can stick around. He's extraordinary. He is one of a kind, and I'm getting super excited. I never thought this day would come. Like, you know how you dream when you're a kid? You know, you listen to people, you see stars on your TV, you know, and they touch you. And then you get the opportunity to be in their presence. How wonderful is that? That is truly mind-blowing. But tonight, we always dive into various topics. And we are excited for just being a people who want to be free to make choices, to do the things that's necessary for us to take care of our families. And I'm excited to be a part of so many dynamic people, people of all types of capabilities and intellect, you know, to be a part of something so phenomenal and taking care and looking out for those who can't take care of themselves. You guys, that's just like, I believe if you have found your passion or if you haven't found your passion, get into it. Find your passion. Find your passion or your work. I'm going to actually go ahead and begin to let you all hear a little bit of Chili Willie. So before he comes on air, I want y'all to hear this. Y'all just tune in. We will be right back. And we're going to be listening.
Kind of guy
he's
that
the kind
I've
of guy.
Been looking for to
we'll
brighten up my day. He's the kind of guy that always make me smile. How could this be? I say no way. Given from above.
Some smooth, smooth jazz right there. I mean, it's like some of everything up in that. I really enjoy the smoothness of that. And when he says that, I mean, when you talk about extraordinary, to be able to orchestrate such a sound like that is just a dedication, a testament to the dedication that Chilly Willy Groove was able to tap into. And I believe that comes from personal freedom of expression, and we just excited again tonight. I'm your host, Michonne L., and you are listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And we have our, of course, our co-host and our station manager with us, Gigi Watson, and we're just excited. Every day is getting closer to the Break the Silence tour, and and then on behalf of youth, women, and men and who suffer in silence, you know, who suffer at home through domestic violence and so many other issues that we could talk
you
about.
You know what? Excuse me, Sean. I hope, yes, I hope that the Break the Silence come to Houston, Texas, because what was about 3 or 4 years ago, where I used to stay at, okay, at domestic violence were killed, what apartments where we used, where you know, her used to stay. Okay, the couple right there, they had broke up, and the man, he couldn't take it, so he sent the kids outside and play. And him, the mother was all, and him and the mama was arguing. No, the mother, the mother, the kids, they was arguing, and right there, he put her in a closet and strangled her and killed her. And he left because the kid's family came and said, "Where's your mother? She's in a closet asleep."
Uh-huh.
And the family came and found her dead, but they did catch him.
Wow. We're sorry to learn of such a horrific catastrophe, or, you know, fatality like that. And we pray the strength for the families that we want to bring on now, not hold back any more time. We have live with us, you guys. Ready? Ready or not, here we come. Chilly Willy Groove, y'all. I'm telling y'all, this is life right here. Latin percussion is bass. Assembly, William Portelia. Chili Willie Groove was born into a musical inclined family. His father was a well-known Latin percussionist in the New York salsa scene. Come on, y'all. Like, we heard some jazz and salsa. We heard all that little grooving up in there. I was impressed. I mean, thank you so much for sharing your talents with us. So I could go on and on and on. You have such an impressive resume and just so excited to, you know, to be on air with you. So welcome. It's a mind-blowing decision.
Well, I'm glad,
and I
glad to be here.
And I noticed when they were singing right there, I heard a little bit of Aretha Franklin in it, too.
Well, you know, it's a combination. Is you got a little bit of Latin stuff because I'm from Puerto Rico, and then you got the R&B, you got the R&B, you got the house, you got the smooth jazz also too, and the Latin jazz all mixed in into that which creates my sound as a Latin percussionist, because that's my main instrument as a Latin percussionist, master Latin percussionist at that. So yes.
What?
So you from a samba to bossa nova to a funk to a Mozambique to a 1-1 call to a mambo to a samontuno. Yes, that's how we lay it down.
Yeah,
all right.
I love it. Wow. It's such an honor. I'm so privileged, and so my heart is just full of joy at life. I really do enjoy the things that I do, and I'm just excited that you took the time. And we are doing. I want to give you all the time that you need, Chili, to be able to express yourself. And if you could give us a little bit of heat, live heat, just session for us.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead. I'm listening.
So yeah, we want you to throw a little song for us.
Okay. Well, we sent you some material. So if you want to lay something down, like, go ahead.
We did play "He's the Kind of Guy," so we heard that. I want to give you all opportunity to hear the second song, but I wanted, you know, because it's just melody when it comes from a real, you know, when it comes from the authentic person, you know, it just has
Absolutely.
A different feel. You know what I'm saying? It's an anointing that goes on the inside and reach the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. Well, let me give you, first of all, you play "He's the Kind of Guy," which is a ballad R&B with a samba rhythm. Behind it, and I use Elisa Gomez Taylor to sing the lead vocals on that track here in Los Angeles, and she's a great singer, and she really complimented that song. What I was aiming for was when I was writing that song, I said to myself, well, how are you going to go about writing a song like this? Well, I wanted to put myself in the shoes of the woman and what kind of guy she was looking for. What would please her? What qualities was she looking for in a man? That's why I call the song "He's the Kind of Guy That I've Been Looking For to Brighten Up My Days," and that's part of the lyrics. So he had to be cool, calm, and collected, but still be have a relationship with the man upstairs, God, that is, because that would ground everything.
Right.
That would ground everything in it. And he would have to come correct and still be GQ, still be able to bring her flowers, still open the doors, be a gentleman. That's what I'm saying for. So I was looking for that spirit of perfection in a guy. So, we're out there. We're out there. We're out there. Yes, we are.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So I'm baffled and excited all at the same time, but we have some callers calling in, and we know that we are live with an exclusive interview right here from, oh my God, such an extraordinary, magnificent sound all the way from Los Angeles, California. I'm going to tell y'all, Chili Willie Groove, the percussionist extraordinaire, is sharing his sound of freedom an expression of love, and it's so passionate, and it's so charismatic. It's just light. Make you want to go to Italy and just Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, the drums have a way of doing that. You know, it's a talk and response kind of thing. From the beginning of time, you bring a drum set out, whether it's a full drum set or some congas or some bongos or timbales, you know, and you put those rhythms together like a merengue or a guaguancó or some montuno or Mozambique, you know, and you hit that 4/4 backbone, backbeat with like James Brown drummer used to do. When you add all that stuff in on top of it, it's like a gumbo, you know. You mix it all up. And it sounds so good, and it tastes so good.
You just painted the picture. Ready to go. Wait, look, Puerto Rico, here we come. Let's go and turn up. Let's support. Really, so, like I have, when the last time you've been back home, and what was the last show? Give us some background so our listeners know where to follow you at and all that.
Okay, well, let me just give you a little background, first of all, on my music background. I mean, I was born in Santurce, Puerto Rico, and then I went to the Bronx, New York, like a lot of Latinos, Puerto Ricans, Latinos do. From the Bronx, New York, I went over to New Haven, Connecticut, where I stayed close to about 30 years. At that time, I was playing with a lot of the Latin jazz band, a lot of the salsa band, a lot of the funk band, because it's a melting pot down there. But prior to that, let's just go from the very, 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 very beginning. When I was in my mother's stomach, in her belly, while she was about to give birth to me, my father used to get his congas, and he used to play to my mother's belly while I was in there. So the vibrations will make me jump up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yes,
so,
oh, my goodness.
So literally, I've been playing all my life when I give that story. You know, I've been playing all my life. But fast forwarding back to New Haven, Connecticut, where I actually did a lot of my growing up, you know, when I started playing with these jazz bands, funk band, R&B band, rock band, reggae band, music was music. And from there, I got an opportunity to, out of 67 bands, I was the one that they called to open up for Lionel Hampton at the New Haven Jazz Festival in New Haven, Connecticut, while he was still around. And then the year before that, I was the band that they yet called when, after auditioning, we were able to open up for the Duke Ellington Band under the direction of Mercer Ellington, who was his son, who was still orchestrating the orchestra, obviously. That was so fascinating. I mean, here I am. I'm like 22 years old, 22 or 23 years old, you know, you know, doing that, and to be able to have that, the gift, and performing an opener for acts like that. Are you kidding? I mean, there were so many different bands that were auditioning and did not get it, but I was blessed enough to get it and do the job and represent, you know.
It sounds
go ahead.
No, I said it sounds like it. You sound like you represented, like, man, that's professionalism. I mean, it's just to be honored. I admire it. You know, that's mm-hmm. when someone has reached in and really have owned their day, and that's cool. That's cool.
Well, you got to lay it down. Look, here's the deal. If you're going to do what you're going to do, do it full-heartedly. Because in my case, I didn't choose the gift. And God blessed me with the gift. Just like a lot of us, we were blessed with something, with some kind of gift. It may not be music. It may be something else. But everybody has a gift inside of them. So we got to bring that into fruition and make it work, make it happen. That's how you know you are in the zone. That's how you know you are at the best of what you are, you know, by doing what it is that you love to do, which really calls you to be who you are. And see, this is, music is not something that I do. Music is who I am. There's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? You guys don't want to talk about.
I'm like, amen, I say all that, you know. Yes, I feel that.
Yes. So after working with several bands back here in Connecticut, I got a chance to go with a band called Salula New York. We toured Bamberg, Lessen, Cologne, Rexburg, Nuremberg, Strasbourg, Kern, Germany, Metz, Iceland, and Luxembourg, you know, mm-hmm. out there, laying it down at the Jazz Kellers out there, which was so cool, so happy, because the Europeans, they soak up jazz like it's going out of style out there.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever met Selena?
I did not get a chance to meet Selena. I was back in the East Coast when she was out here in the state of Texas, doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't so much into cumbia back then, back in the days. I am today because I now live in L.A., and cumbia is still a big thing out here in the West Coast than it ever was
uh-huh.
back here in the East Coast at that time. But, no, I have not met her. But I tell you one thing, that one person that really inspired me was over at Wesleyan University. When I was about 17, 18 years old, my aunt took me to go see Mango Santa Maria. Mango Santa Maria is the conga player of all conga players, just like you have Ralph McDonald's, you got Ray Barreto and Cats Hidalgo nowadays. When I met him as a little kid, that was exciting. That really pushed me. And the same thing happened also, too, when I met Tito Puente and played right along Tito Puente. He was extraordinary. Oh, my God. So that's why my thing is, when I do my concerts here in the West Coast, especially in the West Coast, and we're trying to do a couple of things back in the East Coast, we're working on it right now, is I do tributes to Tito Puente, Ray Barreto, Mango Santa Maria, Sheila E., cats like that, Ralph McDonald, who used to work for Grover Washington, his percussion.
Okay.
I'm doing those tributes to those brothers and sisters that had it going on, they still have it going on, and will always have it going on. So it's my job now, the torch has been passed over to me, to do just that and once again exemplify the spirit of excellency as a master percussionist.
Did you get a chance to meet Sheila E.?
Well, guess what? My publicist is arranging that now. It's interesting you said that. My publicist from Beverly Hills, Cassandra, she is doing a great job making that happen. And so she's literally in the process of that right now. So it's interesting you said that. We were just talking about that yesterday. We met down on Hollywood Boulevard, and we were just talking about making that connection because Shirley was looking for another percussionist to work with her on a project. And, hey, here I was. You know, timing is everything. Timing is everything. So that's how that works. But one thing, yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah. One thing I do want to know, you know, even though I played, you know, with Merriam Metal, smooth jazz, saxophonist, you know, back in the days, and it still is around nowadays, also too, Najee, Pieces of a Dream, those are my smooth jazz artists that I've got a chance to work with, you know. I still was able to, about four weeks ago, I still want, because I wanted to do this, was audition for America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And I went up there, we did our thing, and we'll find out something in 4 to 6 weeks. That's a plan. That's also, you know, you got to think outside the box and do different things. I'm open for that.
We appreciate you so much, Chili, and we don't want to leave anything out. But we do want to take the time to honor you and give the listeners this smooth sound of On the Move. And we will be, you guys, we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk more with Chili, Willie Smooth, the Latin percussion master.
You know I need
Talking about a master. Oh my God. I mean,
Wow, yes. No, music is the universal language. You know, it's the universal language. And when you put it all together.
I really hope that made y'all night, all that's listening all over the world. Tell somebody, go back and replay it, listen, download it. Y'all listening to the master percussionist, Latin percussionist. So let's give honor what honor is due now. And I'm just excited. Thank you so much, Chili, for sharing your amazing talent and experiences with us, for sharing your music with so many others and connecting with them and soothing the soul through that type of orchestry. Oh my God, I don't even know if I'm saying the right words to properly say
that. Yeah, we just know one thing. We're working on the second CD, the sophomore CD, coming up. That's going to have some jazz, funk, some smooth jazz, some Latin jazz, some house, some gospel, R&B, a little bit of everything. So we're working on that project right now. To be released in the next 90 days. So that is definitely on the way over too. And I want to give a big shout out also to Bolette Moore. You know, she's been there for me. She understands my vision, my dream, my purpose, and I love that woman very much.
Thank you.
So I had that kind of support also too. And the public, what are you gonna do? I mean, if it wasn't, we do it because of them. I don't do it because of me. I do it because it's great to give back. You know, this is bigger. The vision is bigger than just my vision. You know, we do it because we give back to make somebody's day brighten up, their anniversary, wedding anniversary, birthdays. I don't know. You know, we'll even do parole parties. It makes me no difference. But we have to do what we do.
Yes, and that's what it's about, having fun. And you definitely sound like you have really, I mean, showed up and showed out in the best, most musical way possible. And I'm just excited to be able to hear right here, Amon Blondes, where we talk about life, love, and relationships with Chili Willy Groove. I'm telling y'all, Latin percussion is master Latin. I got to say master, because what we heard and been honored to hear tonight, you guys, if you had any anguish today, that should have soothed you out. And if not, go ahead and cap it off with a good bath.
I like you. Go ahead, girl. Not
I
bad at you
it.
At all. Yeah.
That was awesome. I was like, I needed a glass of wine. I don't even drink wine, but I felt like I needed a glass of wine. You took me to a whole other place.
You know,
and that's what
between,
about. It's supposed to elevate the soul. Thanks,
glass of wine. That sounds good.
That's good to me. Between this song, between this song and the other song, He's the Kind of Guy, which is that Brazilian samba ballad, the first one you played there. Between those two songs, those are very meaningful songs. To me, the other stuff was great. Is great material. I can't wait to release that. But if you want to listen to more of my music, you can go on www.reverbnation.com/Chili Willy Groove. Now, Chili is spelled Chillie Willie, and then Groove, Groove. You can go on there. You can go on Number One Music, also too, site. You have a lot of my music on there, on Song Trader, also too. You have it out there. Or you can just Google Chili Willy Groove, and all kind of stuff will show up, especially some of the videos.
Well,
go ahead, G. Just some kind of guy. I like that one. Could have Aretha Franklin in it.
We don't play that again.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Hold on a second. It's funny you say that because H.B. Barnum, her musical director, is a good friend of mine. And when I first came to L.A., he hired me to do a tribute to Aretha Franklin. She had just passed away 2 weeks when I got here to L.A. She had passed away 2 weeks earlier. And he hired me to do percussion for her show. And, you know, and then I kept singing her songs. It was emotional. It just stuck by me. And then I came up with a nice groove. He's the kind of guy that was close to something that was her. You know, I mean, her in
the
spirit.
Yeah, Daydreaming. Yeah, the song Daydreaming when I think
right,
of Daydreaming.
There you go. Right.
Daydreaming.
So I said, well, you know, it stuck so good. You know, it makes sense. I said, yeah, I got to do something with it. I said tribute to her also, too. So that's where you got that he's the kind of guy. Yes. That's where that
comes from. You guys, I got ready to do
that. That's so sweet.
We got listeners on the call. We want to invite them after we listen to He's That Kind of Guy. You guys, go ahead and get you a glass of water. Come on right back to stay tuned in. We are going to be ready to let you all in on He's That Kind of Guy. We heard from Chili, like, what the story behind how he wanted to get in the mind of a woman and see what kind of guy, you know, from her perspective that she wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, I'm telling you,
a lot of guys can learn a lot from that song.
So we're gonna
How do we do it? It's so hard being me.
Well, you know, I feel you. Chili, we're going to play this song, He's That Kind of Guy, and we want y'all to just relax, tune in to this. I mean, this is some amazing music.
He's the kind of guy that I've been looking for to brighten up my day. He's the kind of guy that always make me smile. How could this be? I say, no way.
be amazing. Amazing.
That's beautiful.
Mary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an exclusive for you guys. That's an exclusive for your audience because this is the first time I am playing it out for you guys. So I want you guys to know that I wanted this to be special for this particular show. So you actually
got to hear
Chili with the Groove featuring Elisa Gomez. That's the vocalist that you heard on there. Wow, she's a very good vocalist. And the saxophonist right now is on the road with Al McKay, who is part of the Earth, Wind & Fire experience right now. Joel Nunez, that you heard on the saxophonist there also too. So it's it was very involved, very much involved. And we recorded in Ode of Pasadena with Honore Music. Honore is another R&B artist here who's, you heard him sing in the background, you know, that smooth, sexy background back, you know, the male part. He was like, I was like, wow, that was amazing what we put him on there. But that,
Can I ask a question again?
Absolutely.
Who was the vocalist singing that song?
Okay. Yeah. Well, she, you know, Elisa Gomez. Gomez Tim. Yes, she is a vocalist here in the Los Angeles area, and she does a lot of bossa novas, a lot of samba stuff, but I wanted to make her do the R&B stuff because she has the voice for it. As you heard there, she's got that soothing voice. Mm-hmm. She looks like
she sure does.
Yeah, she has a soothing voice and it's very convincible and believability in her. Stage presence is important, and she does that. She's got the complete package for that. So it worked out just fine. It worked out excellent. So you'll be hearing a lot of stuff from me and her because there's three more songs, especially a Latin funk song we're working on. It's called La Cosa, which means the happening, which is something like Miami Sound Machine, that kind of groove. So, oh, watch out. On the move with Chili with a Groove. We're coming at you.
We truly appreciate you. My God, I mean, again, I am so blown away with the mastery of sound and perfection and the smoothness to it. Excuse me, I don't drink hard liquor, but I'm telling y'all, okay, so I went from wine to like some cognac in my mouth. But I love it, you know, because it's about enjoying and being in the moment and expressing that type of intimacy of finding the one that she's looking for, being that one that she's looking for, but knowing how to suit up, kind of, you know, like dress yourself the right way so that you can step to her. Away. I love that. Oh my God, that's such an awesome message. I was talking to a young man today about the very thing that this song represents, and I really pray that he and the love of his life that he's gravitating to can really even hear this song and go ahead and make that peace with each other, because it's just like, ain't no need to stop it. You know, don't slow down, going forward, it's all right.
Exactly.
So, Chili, I want to ask you something. Remember the Aretha Franklin song, giving you something he could feel?
Ask Lisa Gomez,
because she sing that too. Which would sound beautiful.
She can. It would be a nice remake to do that song. It would be a very nice remake. I remember that. I think that came out back when the movie Sparkles came out, back in mid-70s and so forth.
But
I remember that. I got no problem talking to her. I'll mention that to you. How's that?
Gigi is a very huge fan of Aretha Franklin, and we just honor her. You know, when she knows that music, she caught it before I did. That's the type of soul that she brings, and no matter where that sound comes from, you'll still be able to recognize it. And that's what music gives you, a connection to people. You know, make everything real.
Exactly. And that's why music is so universal. You know, it soothes your mind, body, and soul, but you don't have to speak a lick of English to know the words in English or in any language. You know what I mean? You got a lot of music over there overseas. Like, they don't even speak English, but they know the words in English. You know, they make that connection.
Right.
They make that connection. You know, that's how it is. I mean, everybody over there know Michael Jackson's song, but they don't speak English, but they know his words. But they know the words, baby.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Yes, it's such an amazing night to share space with you. Oh, my God. All around the world, people, I'm going to be telling people about, like, my husband got to hear this now. He's driving, so I need to soothe him at nighttime. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Yeah, we're very proud of these latest efforts. You know what I mean? We've been doing this for a long time. Now it's time for me to have stepped up the mantle, the ante, because the mantle was passed to me now. Now it's time to stop playing behind people, which I don't have a problem with that, because a lot of my schooling came from that. But eventually, it pushed you forward. You know, you have to take the mantle now. You need to pass it forward. You need to, for the next generation to know what's going on music-wise. Because there's so much stuff out there nowadays that I can't relate with for whatever reason. But I'm trying just to bring what they call sexy, smooth, jazz, ballad, R&B, real music that where you have real musicians playing, not a drum machine in the background, and then that's it, you know. No, these are real live musicians, like back in the days of Confunction, Barcades, Earth, Wind, and Fire, when they had 9-piece band, you know, but they had every single instrument was played by a performer. My group consists of about 8 or 9 people. You know, definitely I'm not the only percussionist in the group, because I also hire other percussionists to make the parts that fit in. You know, so they can be playing the bongo, I could be playing the timbali, and I'll have someone else play congas. But I always have, I'm up front doing everything I have to do. Like a saxophonist would be up front in the stage. You know, that's how my setup is. But the rest of the cast, they're outstanding. My saxophonist, Malik Al-Kabir, is from Morocco, the country of Morocco, by way of, but after that he went down to Philly. Let's see. My keyboard player, he's from Cuba, and the saxophone name is Malik Al-Kabir. Gustavo Ramirez is on keyboards. He's from Cuba. So David Sanders, he's from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, Benji is on bass. Torres, he's from Puerto Rico, on bass. I mean, there's so many different cats that I got. We should have just called each other the United Nations. You know, instead of Chile with a group, we should have just been the United Nations.
I feel that. I'm with that. I'm about that United Nations. So this is the reason why you wind up being the number. You gain the number one spot as the world sees it. Come on,
thank you.
You had 33 piece orchestra, a tribute to your. Come on, that is awesome.
Yeah, a while back, and that was interesting because there was a lot of cats that was also once again auditioning for that. It was a tribute to Tito Puente. Now, when you do a tribute to Tito Puente, you gotta bring it. You just can't have that because people know the real thing from a fake thing. So I say that over all humbleness that I was chosen to do this, particularly. As a tribute to Tito Puente. So when you're backed up with a 29, 30-piece orchestra, wow, that power behind you, when you're up front and you're doing his songs, or you know, it was definitely one of the highlights of my career thus far. So, and again, there's a few more that we're working on, do a couple of tributes coming up. There's one on the 9th here in Los Angeles, at the Dunbar Historical Hotel, that on the 9th, on a Sunday, the March 8th, that's another one, a tribute to Tito Puente and Ray Barreto. But what I did with that show, I hired Brazilian dancers with the outfits. So we're going to have the girls coming out with the Brazilian dancers with all the outfits and the guys doing Latin jazz on the background. Oh, it's a show. That is a show. That is going to be a great show.
Well, we'd love to see that show.
That Chili. Is a great show.
That's amazing, and I know that it's going to be awesome. I wanted to ask you about Mama because the story of the beginning always comes from Mama, right? And so for you to be so in tune, and Mama must have been saucing it down, jazzing it up, kicking it live, right? And inside her room, she has a little one inside just dancing herself into the world. Talk to us about Mama.
Yeah. Mama, she's the joy of my life. You know, Mama, I lost my Mama about 7 years ago, but nevertheless, she always liked to sing. She was always joyful. She was always stern. She was solid. I never thought this woman could pass away, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, she was just like solid cornerstone, you know?
Absolutely.
And a praying woman at that, and a praying woman at that. But the thing about her that she was always joyful. She had her challenges, but that's how I was coming back in those days. But she always, you know, I was her mama's boy. I was the mama's boy. I have no problem saying that. I was the mama's boy in the family. You know, I was very close to her. And it was one thing because after not just seeing her as a mother and son relationship, but after a certain age, I started seeing her as a friend, which when I started seeing my mother as a friend, that allowed me to open up even more with everything and anything I had going on inside of me, which I could not do from a mother and son relationship. But from a friend-to-friend relationship, I was able to look at her from that point of view, too, and just open up to her and vice versa. It was outstanding. She's outstanding.
Sounds like she has some great morals and some great values, and it truly shows. It exuberates your whole energy vibe. Appreciate you so much, brother. Keep up the good work. Congratulations for all the great success. I know I started the show off saying when you put in the work, you begin to reap the harvest, and that music had wrenched my soul. So truly on my end, you have reached highest peaks. The sound of orchestra. I love the sound of different beats of the drums. I grew up with my uncle who was a drummer, and we used to go to these clubs in Chicago and these little hole in the walls and these bars. And I was making sure that when they got this, you know, they tipped them, that I was collecting the money. So I enjoyed being around music all my life, and just excited to, again, be able to, again, you guys, exclusive interview right here on Mind Blowing Decisions with Chili Willy Groove. I mean, master, extraordinary. Oh, my God, you guys, the world's number one spot. He took it, then so many others wished that they could get it. And so that we know that come by half chance, you worked your butt off, you were seen. You was able to come and support and show out and represent your culture, your love for music, your sound, your soul, and just to be able to express love to another woman, that had to come from Mom. We know that a lot of men can't relationship, you know, with their mother, so we appreciate Mom and son.
that's vital, you know. That is vital to be able to look at her, at my mom's, and just say thank you. Just say thank you. You know, unfortunately, she passed away in my arms, you know, and that just threw me for a loop. But nevertheless, she left a big, major part of who she was inside me. And that's also part of that spirit of excellency I speak about, you know, when is that? Because I want her to continue to be proud of me, even in heaven, looking down upon her son and knowing that everything I do, you know, it's in the spirit of excellency, the continuation of who she was. Because I'm nothing but an extension of who she is. That's who I am.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. 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 So,
wow.
so, so, that, But it's all good. It's all good. So a lot of my shows I dedicated to her, to moms.
I can hear it, which is the reason why I brought mom up, is because you can hear her soul in you. I know we had a conversation, one of our interviews a while back, where we interviewed a woman who unfortunately suffered the loss of her unborn child through her husband, and while she was pregnant, and her son's energy, oh my God, was so live with every word she spoke. I kept seeing the young baby and never seeing him. You know,
oh, wow.
People can see there, and that's that connection that binds people. You know, and we feel your mom, and we honor her for loving her son and giving him all that she has poured into him. Thank you for being a son to be proud of, and I am a mother, and I have three sons, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, so you get it, and you know, and the same thing with Pops did this thing. He was a professional musician back in the Tin Pan Alley days in the 60s and 70s when Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, and all those cats were coming up in Bronx, New York, when the salsa scene was just beginning. And by the way, before I forget, I want to give honorable mention also to Art Webb. How in the world could I almost forget? Art Webb is my flutist. Art Webb used to play with Fania All-Stars back in the 70s, with Ray Barretta, with a lot of these smooth jazz bands. Back in then, it was called contemporary jazz or progressive jazz. Now
and
we call
Montana?
It smooth. Yeah.
I forgot his last name.
Yeah, his name, well, Art
Montana,
Webb.
I think it was Montana. His last name is Montana. I would think of it. Go ahead.
Okay. But anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to him also too, because he is a living legend here in the United States and abroad, and I am so honored that he works with me with my group. I'm like blown away. The caliber.
That's right.
I'm like, well, you know, you know, your gift will always make a room for you. Your gift will always make room for you.
Always.
Period.
Always.
Yeah.
Period.
No, always.
I like that. Your gift will always make room for y'all. Just y'all heard it right here. Time and time again, you heard it through life. Your gifts will make room for you. I'm telling you, we are witnesses to it. Stick to it. Stay focused. Get a plan. Get your purpose and do what you enjoy doing. Thank you so much for sharing knowledge and wisdom and such beautiful music that take me. I don't know about nobody else. It took me places. I'm imagination.
You so crazy.
Thank you.
But music is supposed to do that. Music is supposed to take you places. Music is one of those only gifts that always will take you to where you were, when you were there, who you were there with, what you were doing, when you were doing it, why you were doing it. Music has that effect. That's why I love music. It's one of the only arts out there that does that for you.
Again, if you would, Chili, please tell people how to get in touch with you on your social sites so they can follow you at.
Yeah. Well, you can even follow me on Facebook on the Chili Willie Groove, Chilliewillie Groove, Groove. Now, if you also go to Reverb Nation on www.reverbnation.com.
That's what
/. Yeah, Reverb, R-E-V-E-R-B, Nation, N-A-T-I-O-N, ReverbNation.com / Chili Woolly Groove. Just make sure you spell it Chilliewillie Groove, Groove, as in Victor E, Chili Woolly Groove. Yes, also on Number One Music. You will also find me there also too. And if you just Google Chili Woolly Groove, it'll all kind of stuff will pop up on me, so you'll get a chance to do that. So
y'all go
yes.
Follow Chili now. So we're so excited, Chili. We keep us posted on what's going on and come back anytime.
Yes.
Oh my God, please please come back and visit us more often and keep us posted. We want to follow you. We want to support you. We love being a part of building nations, you know, building people,
mm-hmm.
and helping them to know that they don't have to stay in the same state that they in. They can come from among that.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we appreciate you. Listen, y'all, it's been an honor. Y'all listen to My Floor Decisions. We'll talk about life,
can
love, relationships.
Hold on one minute. I just want to give a shout out.
Because when someone dedicates themselves to...
Now I remember the name, Carlos Montana.
Carlos Montana, there you go.
Yeah.
You work with him, yeah. Chili?
No, you're talking about Carlos Santana.
Santana, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have never worked with Carlos Santana, but I knew Raul Rico, who was one of his percussionists, and Orete Vilato, which is part of the percussion section for Santana. But I have never worked with them. But if I tell you what, if Carlos gave me a call tonight and said, Chili, let's go, guess what I'm doing?
Go Chili.
It's his birthday.
He's a musician, and he met him.
Yes. But eventually it'll come to the point where I will meet him. That's how it is in this business, you know. That's how it is.
We were truly honored today, even as a living legend, master, woo, percussionist, extraordinaire, number one. Woo, what a spot to have! Thank you so much, Ian Chili.
Thank you.
Truly an honor.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. And good luck.
Yes. Yes,
so,
God has been.
We got about 50 more minutes left for the airtime, okay? So we can
let's
use it all.
People.
And keep talking.
Yeah, let's talk to some of your callers.
Yeah, let's talk to some of our callers on the line.
Call, what's the phone number?
Caller 877-9, you're on the air.
The phone number?
The phone number to the station to call in. Is 323-642-1569. Push option 1 to be live on air.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Now we have a call on the line, 8779. Caller, you're live. Caller 8779. You're live on the air. You have anything to share, comments? We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't know their own number, but we have another
call.
You said
option 1. It didn't give me an option.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hello. Are you there?
You're on live on the line. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Who are you? Where are you calling in from?
Oh. I feel like I'm being repeated.
I'm sorry.
This is not right.
We're trying to identify who you are. You're live on the
My
air.
Name is Valette Moore.
I'm
a friend of Julie Julie Groove.
All right. Welcome.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Hello, Valette.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Chili.
Hi, sweetie. How's everything? How's life?
I'm good. Let me talk because my voice is being
Ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Let me see what I have to say. I have seen Chili Willy in action often. He is awesome. He's a talented percussionist. Juggling many fine, wonderful sounding instruments at a time. He is funny, articulate, and dedicated to sharing his passion for music and making people happy through sound and vibrations.
Oh.
I am proud
to be one of his biggest fans.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That was very hard to say because this is echoed. So I hear myself. Okay, that is so not fair. But I'm saying hello, Chili, and thank you for allowing him to share his gift with your radio station and the world.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It was truly wonderful.
Big hug, Valette. I appreciate you. God bless you. I'll talk
to you
soon.
All right, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you always. You can stay tuned in. You don't have to hang up. We have you still on the air, but you are able to hear and not speak now. We do have another caller on the line, and it is 3566. You're welcome on the air. Thank you for tuning in. Please let us know where you're tuning in from. 566. Okay. We can't seem to get. What we're going to do is, you guys call in. 323-642-1569. Again, it's 323-642-1569. We want you all to call in and share your expressions of love, dedication, fanship, and all, you know, with Chili Willy, y'all. Welcome to the groove. All kind of Latin experience and jazz experience and, oh my God, you name it, every sound under the sun, I think I've heard just about. It really has enlightened me and taken me to a place where I feel free to just be me. Thank you so much again, Tilly, for joining. We just.
Yeah. You know what I do as a percussionist, let me make sure I say this, as a percussionist, you know, you have painters out there, Van Gogh, Picasso, and so forth. What they do, they take paintbrush and they take paint and they get an easel and they hook up their paintings with painting to express how they express themselves, what they want to perform, what they want to paint. What I do the same thing, but I do it with sound. See, so a little triangle, ding, a little cowbell, or a gonga, or bongo. I color, my job is to color the music, to add a little this, a little bit of that, and so forth. Sometimes Latinize it, or sometimes it could just be a little clave, just to add some flavor to the music and so forth. So it's a great gift. It's a great gift. And I encourage all drummers and percussionists out there. And by the way, I don't only play percussion. I'm also a guitar player. I also play a little bit of guitar and drums. And definitely play some marimbas and some xylophones also too. All my songs I write on the guitar.
Wow. So where do you go from here?
Where do I go from here?
I know we got a lot of projects going on, but what do you do personally for you? Not the band, not the fans, just you, Chili.
Well, you know, me Chili doing Chili. Chili, first of all, he believes in God. That's the first and foremost. I have to say that. I have to stress that. This is not about me. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than me. Always will be bigger than me. I try to exemplify that in everything I do, my walk, my talk, and so forth. That's important. That I like to go to the gym. I like to read. I like to just chill out, take a walk in the park, check out the swans, the ducks, whatever's out there in the ponds. You know, quiet walks. You know, I'm a really laid back brother when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You know, and I like what life smells like nowadays. It's got a great scent. It's got a good purpose behind it, and so forth. So I take that and I run with that, and try to touch somebody else's life, to uplift somebody else's life, and enhance somebody else's life. Because it can't always be about you. It's got to always be about someone else too. You know what I mean? But other than that, I just try to lay back and just be chill and just be cool. You know,
So where did you get the name Chili Willy from?
Okay, so let's go there.
Let's do it.
There's a reason for that, boy. Okay, so I'm in New Haven, Connecticut. So I'm in New Haven, Connecticut, playing with this group called the Good News Band. And there was a saxophone player, an Italian guy called Roger. Now, my name as a little kid was Willie. So and my brother is William. What Roger used to call me, a chill kind of guy, because I was kind of cool, laid back and everything. So he goes, well, you know what? I'm going to start calling you Chili Willy. And I said, you know what? Bad. But it still sounded too childish for me. So I said, well, let's do this. And by the way, we couldn't use that name because you got a penguin out there called Chili Willy.
Yes.
Right. But Chili Willy, the cartoon character, is C-H-I-L-L-Y. So I had to change it and put I-E. I had to put IE because of a couple of copyright infringement, you know.
Right.
So what I had to do was, I said, no, let's make it more mature. Let's make it more cool, laid back, and so sounding. So we added, so I'm a master percussionist and I love all my grooves.
Yeah.
So we added Chili Willy Groove.
I like it.
And my motto is on the move with Chili Willy Groove.
Chili, cool. I'm telling you, I think we on your radio show or something. I don't know. What happened? We switched roles? What happened here?
I did go to Connecticut School of Broadcasting for radio and television broadcasting.
I mean, we switched places for a second, and that's all right. You can have the show.
All right, then. Who are these people?
Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting to be with live people who enjoy what they do and just spreading, you know, a good news, a good message about, you know, tapping into yourself, you know, and finding out not just about yourself, but being able to be a servant to someone else or whatever it is that they are in need of. And that's, you know, expression. And we definitely need more expressions of freedom. And like you said, life now smells better. You know, when you can do
something
bigger than you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right. The moment I make this thing about me and only me, I lose the game. And I'm not a loser. I'm in the head, not the tail. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
but humble. But stay humble. But be humble.
Yes.
You got to be humble in this game. That's why my phone rings.
Right. You know. That's so amazing. And you're right. You got to stay humble. You must stay humble in this. And even when things are just, you know, when it's a little chaotic and things are kind of stirring up, a little smoke going up, all you have to do is just take some time, you know, find something good to get into. Go ahead and throw Chili on. He's that kind of guy or on the move. I'm telling you, that evilness that's rising up in you, you need some calm in your life.
Oh my God! Isn't that
find
the truth?
Find it through the word. Find it through the gospel. Oh my God! Let's talk about the gospel projects that you're working on.
Yeah,
because let's tell us what's going on with that and where you're moving to in the spirit with that.
Okay, well here's the deal. Now that we talk about that, very important because that's who I am. That's not just what I do, but that's who I am. Let's go back. My first CD was a gospel CD. It was contemporary smooth jazz, R&B, so gospel CD, which I did when I was picked up with Tate Music Group out of Mustang, Oklahoma. Now, that one I had to do first. Why that one? Of course, because my scripture tells me, Matthew 6:33, it always tells me to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things shall be added to you. So my thing, that was my tithing, you know, by doing this CD, that CD, gospel CD, to God first and foremost him. You know, I'm second, you know. So we did that. But I also know I write a lot of other material and other different styles, R&B, soul, top 40, funk, reggae, gospel, hip-hop, house, salsa music, very important, salsa music, but I still do gospel too. So every one of my CDs will have one or two gospel songs on them. Very important.
I love
yes.
it. Very important.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, thank you for following yourself, which is guided by the Spirit that leads you.
Pastor.
Thank you for, you know what I mean? Like, if so many people lose their way
mm-hmm.
for the hype, you know, and to be grounded,
no.
to be rooted.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, no, you can't kick it that way. You know what? Scripture says you should know them by their fruits, and I
Ooh.
Just say I'm just a fruit inspector.
I like that.
You know?
Me too. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. I'm fruit inspector.
And I'm just a fruit inspector. That's all
yeah.
I'm saying. I'm not gonna say
yeah.
no more, but that's what I'm saying.
I know that's
and
right.
When I get out,
I heard.
And when I get on the line, I put myself in check, and he puts me in check too. So
Amen.
I get that. But no, it's very important to do that. You know what I mean? It's very important to go that route. I mean, you know, there's many facets of what I do. Also, too, you know, and I recognize the call of my life also as an evangelist.
Yeah.
So I get
yeah.
that also too. But I get that. So it's that's why I always say it's not about me. It can't be.
Yeah.
Pride comes before fall.
Yeah,
it's not about pride.
Yeah.
So it's about reaching out, helping other people, helping humanity. Hey, you know, and hopefully leave a great legacy behind. You know what I mean? When it's all said and done, you know, when it's all said and done, you want to leave a great legacy.
I think the world is waiting on you. I think the world is really, really waiting on you.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because this is why we're pushing hard. This second CD and this one. This is the one that's going to make a lot of noise. You know, I when I did the thing with Tito Puente with the orchestra. You know,
mm-hmm.
I always do it, like I said before, for percussionists out there. So when you look at what I do, it's a combination of Ray Barreto, Mango
mm.
Santa Maria, Tito Puente, Sheila E., all
mm-hmm.
in one. Because a lot of them only play one instrument, but I play them all.
Right. Right. You're almost like Prince.
And,
yeah.
And effectively. And that's a great thing. Effectively, not just...
That's
David
bomb
David.
Right
no,
there.
No.
That's
no,
bomb
that,
right there. Effectively, he said.
Look, when you do something and the band is not backing you up and there's only you out there on stage with your percussion and you are having credibility and belief, you either have it or you don't have it. You know, and same thing with the vocalist. A vocalist
that's
don't have
truth.
To. A vocalist don't have
oh
to have
goodness.
A band in the background. She could do go out there sing it all by herself a cappella by the solo, and she either has it or don't have it because
if
now you
does.
Can't hide behind the band. You can't hide behind the group. Now it's you. It's called raw talent.
Make a prolific and powerful music journey in and around Tuscan. To what is this? Two.
Yeah.
I can't even talk. Tuscan.
I think.
I'm seriously, I've been traveling so much and seeing the world in a different view, not just based on TV, but actually getting out there into the different
mm-hmm.
cultures and, oh, my goodness. And I just feel that in your music. I feel that vibration. I appreciate it so much. I can't say that enough. Again, the world is ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting on you. So welcome to the stage of life.
Here's what we do. When we finish the CD, we'll let you guys know. I'll let my publicist know to contact you guys. We'll send you more music and so forth, and we'll come back when you do. We'll do the interview again and so forth. That way, you have a variety of more stuff to play for your listening audience there. And,
absolutely.
We'll go from there.
That'd be great.
I will go ahead and keep my word and say this. I'll give you guys the exclusive.
I appreciate
okay?
you. I appreciate you. So much more love
yeah.
to you, more prosperity, mm-hmm. and all the people that you touch. I really pray that the people that need to hear you just as I heard you today. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic to know such elegance, such passion and such a call. Thank you for answering your call and being humble enough to give your gifts back. Thank you.
Exactly. And I appreciate that.
Wow.
I appreciate that, my dear.
Yeah. Chili, you're great.
That.
Thank you. Oh my God, Chili really is the man here. The groove. Y'all know I get crazy and pumped up. I've been trying to keep calm just so that I can allow Chili to be able to speak. But I'm telling y'all, I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I mean, life is good. It's what you make it.
And a very,
and when somebody
and he's
comes,
a very nice person.
Yes,
definitely.
Thank you.
Yes.
A great person in spirit, and we thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thank God for the message that you brought to our listening audience, and they will hear this over and over again. I'm going to continue to keep telling people, y'all got to hear this sound. Y'all got to hear. It's so, oh my God, it's everything. Like you said, it's the triangle, it's the cowbell, it's jazz, it's blues, it's a little salsa. It's a, you know what I mean? It's just a whole combination of what the world.
What
that gumbo, like you said, that go and I love me some gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're gonna love the other songs then. Well, you're gonna love a lot of the other songs because it's like again, it's a combination, it's a fusion of different stuff: R&B, soul, hip hop, top 40, funk, fusion, gospel, all mixed with the Latin stuff. So I Latinized it, so forth. So that's what we did, Latinized it, so that it could be
branded.
Could
that's
map.
Right. That's
it's
right.
Branded.
And represent.
Exactly.
That's right. Oh my God. I so love it when people can take charge and get in power. You know, it's nothing like watching people develop personal development that takes them to endorsements and, you know, speaking engagements and events and, you know, things of that nature where they're fulfilling themselves but still being able to meet the needs of the people through different programs that you're putting in place. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, cool. So listen, this is Mind Blowing Decisions where we talk about life, love, and relationships. We talk about the deep things. We talk about the things no one else want to talk about. We appreciate y'all. Y'all can go. Now, I can tell you can go and visit, follow Chili Willy Groove. Now, that is spelled C-H-I-L-L-I-E, Willy, W-I-L-L-I-E. Wait. Where am I going, Chili?
No, you're like Chili Willy Groove.
Okay.
G-R-O-O-V-E.
There we go. Chili Groove, G-R-O-O-V-E. Y'all can follow him on Facebook. Y'all, he has the Reverb Nation, and that's Reverb, reverbnation.com/Chili Groove.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Chili,
is it Chili
Willy
Groove?
Chili
Willy,
that's
what that. You might
pull somebody else.
I don't
know.
Spell it right.
Yeah.
Spell it right. C-I-E. Okay. Y'all go follow him and support. Go buy his music.
Go to
a concert. Check in. Keep in with his calendar, y'all. I'm telling you, exclusive right here on my Lord and Sister. I'm so excited. I'm your host tonight. Michelle,
we get on
Gigi
Watson. I'm going to follow him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I got to hear more of this.
Get on Facebook. I'm going to follow him. I'm looking up and follow him.
Yes, do please.
Reverb
Nation, I believe I got about 57. I have about 57 songs on Reverb Nation. About 57 songs on Reverb Nation also too. So we'll just give you a variety of different stuff because that's what I wanted to do. But that's on Reverb Nation. Also iTunes, you can get it on iTunes, on Number One Music also too. And like I say, if you just Google Chili Willy Groove, it'll just pop up all the sites and everything else, and it'll give you all the information.
There you go.
So, but my dear friend, I got to
thank. We thank your publicist for booking you, and you want to give them a shout out?
Oh, Cassandra from Web PR Publicist out of Beverly Hills, California. It didn't get no better than that. Yes.
Y'all right here.
It gets no better than that. That's why we're here. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Thank
a lot
you
of great
so much.
Going on. We have some red carpet to do in about March. This month coming out, we got about 3 red carpets to do. We got some more radio stuff to do. We're just really pushing it. I mean, as a new, and I don't want to say new, because I've been around for a long time.
Right.
See the audience then, but they've been around forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting more and more known here in the market, as this type of artist. Yeah, this is going to be a breakout year for Chili Willy Groove. We like that. We appreciate that. A lot of heads will be turned because of tough stuff that we're doing. And the way we lay our shows, I mean, it's totally reliable, convincing. It's touching you. I don't play from my head. I play from my heart. That's a big difference. That's a difference. And that's why you can feel it when we perform.
Right here, y'all. Thank you so much again, Chili. I'm your host again, Michonne L. Thank your publicists and their teams and all the bands and all the effort that has went into all the projects you're working on. Good luck. God bless you continuously.
Yes, God bless you.
That you be, you know, with the right team of people and counsel. So we know with the word of God, you're always have a light before your feet. So we're just grateful for that. We need you.
Thank you. Guys,
well,
let me give
night.
You guys, yes, a big hug. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Thank you to the fans
out there
that contributed and was here in the radio station. And so forth. And until next time we meet, my friend, let's stay on the move with Chili Willy Groove.
Right.
All right, y'all. Chili Willy, the extraordinary. I am, oh my God, Miss Pearl. I just, you know, when you get with a family and a tribe of people that care about what they do, and you become a part of it, and you're working out on just doing what you need to do right, you know, you see the results of the manifestation of late and hard work and planning. I appreciate you so much. It's been always a pleasure to come and speak into your situation and let you hear ours and share our experiences and our stories and so many more. Again, the great living legend, oh, my God, I mean, extraordinary American Got Talent 2020 contest, Chili Willy Groove. I mean, he is taking over, and the world is Latin percussionist and songwriter and what we heard that he also plays the guitar and he's writing music and just bringing people together. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. I'm so excited. Gigi, you got anything else to share with our listeners tonight?
Yes. Just I want to send my condolences out to Ty Mary and Tiller's family because I found out that he was murdered in last year, December the 13th. Mm. And they did find his killer, and his killer was caught in Detroit, Michigan.
That's
it. And my condolences.
Now, this touches Gigi's heart, and I want you all to pray strength. When people grieve, you know, when loss happens, even if it's not your own relatives, and you can feel that. That's real too, just as real as music. A life lost too early, too soon for senseless behavior, because someone thought they had the power or the choice to take someone else's life. That affects us all, and we cannot stand by and just continue. That's one of the reasons why we are doing Break the Silence Tour 2020 on behalf of youth, women, and men who suffer in silence at home through different places through domestic violence. And so we want you all to begin to be aware, to speak up, to speak out. You know, don't allow someone to continue to make you feel like you don't have the right to defend yourself in any situation that makes you uncomfortable. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself.
Right. And can I say something? I'm watching her video. His mama videos, she is hurt. She's very hurt. And his brother and sister is hurt. Sam, the
well,
father.
We're hurt. We're hurt just to hear the story.
Right.
We're hurt. And we definitely want to make sure that we got to stop. We just got to do better. We got to make better decisions and give, which is the reason that we are on the air in the first place, is so that we can make a difference here in the world through sound, through music, through conversations and real talk and life lessons and differences of opinions and views, and different things touch us different. And it's okay for us to grieve for someone else. It's okay for us to say that's senseless and that didn't make sense. It's okay to say that we gotta stop that because, yeah. Again, I tell you a story of one of my girlfriend's childhood. Well, my younger, one of my in my early days of my adulthood, one of my friends back then lost a son through senseless, just difference of the streets language, you know, and hatred and jealousy and different things that people come against you for. I mean, no one has the right to take another person's life. I am never going to stand in agreement with that. Now, if someone comes to hurt you, you better take care of yourself, whatever that means. Uh-huh. Do what you got to do. And I'm not giving advice for anyone to do anything harmful to anyone. I'm not supporting that. But what I am saying is that don't sit and let somebody hurt you. They have all kind of 800 numbers. They have all kind of authorities, counselors that we can talk to. We all have been some type of victim of some kind of abuse. And so when we learn better to do better, we make sure that we go back and help other people. So as you gain strength in your life and knowledge, even wealth, go back and show somebody else the way out. That's all I got to say for tonight. It's been wonderful. Right. More love to you.
Yes.
Thank you again. Thank you so much again, Chili Willy Groove, for joining us exclusively, for sharing. He's that kind of guy and on the move. Stay moving. Stay prayerful. Stay positive, and enjoy the rest of your night. I love you so much. good night. Oh, my boy, this is Gigi. I'll talk to you soon, though.
All right, good.